now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Week 12 brings the return of one Greg Olsen to the lineup. He practiced yesterday. All systems seem ready to go. Does that mean that Modica, he should be ready to go right back into your fantasy lineups?
Absolutely. If I picked him up and I've been stashing him, he's going right in there. There's no more Kelvin Benjamin on that team. Devin Funchess is the one and only wide receiver. And look, I mean, what has Greg Olsen been consistently? 16 games, 80 catches, 1,000 yards. He goes right in there.
Yeah, it's like Corey always says. He says, you know, your guys are active, you start them.
Yeah, start your studs. You get Greg Olsen back in there, and his situation has improved. Carolina's playing better. Kelvin Benjamin's not there taking up any targets. Curtis Samuel is out. His situation improved while he was out on the injured reserve. You gotta like Greg Olsen moving down the stretch. I wish I was able to pick him up somewhere.
And they got the Jets this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And they got the Jets.
Ideal scenario, not only for fantasy but for the Panthers. The Panthers are now starting to pick up momentum as they head towards the playoffs here. Perfect timing for him to come back. Now Cam has two real good targets in the red zone in Funchess and Olsen.
The Panthers, as Scott said, they're playing well right now, and I think Greg Olsen obviously will only help them. And listen, when you lose Curtis Samuel, they're going to need someone to replace him, whether that's him, whether that's your boy Russell Shepherd, who all of a sudden has fantasy value potentially.
Again.
I mean, I don't want to say again. He didn't previously. Only in your head he did. There you go.
The Panthers actually really kind of can define the landscape of the NFC. They're playing the Jets this week, okay. But week 13 at New Orleans, week 14 Minnesota. So I mean, those two matchups right there. And look, they're probably the underdog in both those games right now. But I never count Cam out. And like I said, every time we do count Cam out, he puts on the cape and turns into Superman.
The Panthers look to continue rolling in an NFC South battle. That like this division's good.
You want to know what's crazy? Christian McCaffrey, I think, there's like eight people ahead of him with receptions.
Right.
And he's got one more than Keenan Allen on the year.
Crazy. Keenan Allen, top 10 wide receiver now, by the way.
Yep. After the one game, I hate when that happens.
It's fickle, man. It's fickle.
Yeah, I wonder what's his average points per game.
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah.
But, like, see, that's kind of skewed also, though, Scotty.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you saw the big performance goes into it.
Yeah, just come look at the game log.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the best way to do
it. Two touchdowns overall.
I like to look at how many times they finish as a one.
How many times they finish as a one.
Yeah.
I think both.
We have to do that today on Fantasy Football Frenzy. That reminds me. Oh, and we got to get our game balls, too.
Oh, I have to make a run now for our show.
Let's do it now.
He's tied with Brandon Cooks, you know.
So after 1 week? Wow. That's crazy. Brandon Cooks having a much better season.
Is he? Obviously not.
On a game-by-game basis.
I don't know, man. Brandon Cooks had a huge game.
On a game-by-game basis, he's ahead of Brandon Cooks.
See? There you go. We take a break. We'll come back. Some more headlines from yesterday. Cut up next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's talk about some of the things that surprised me yesterday. including Andre Ellington getting cut by the Cardinals. Now, listen, I understand that Bruce Arians never liked him. He kind of inherited Andre Ellington and constantly tried to find a way to minimize him. So much so that even with your third-string quarterback, you could use a passing down back. He had him inactive this week, a healthy scratch this past week. And then he just went ahead and said, you know what? Get the hell out of here. I'm cutting you. And he cut him this past week. That surprised me on the surface. But the other news is that where Andre Ellington could end up. You look at Washington that's lost Rob Kelly. They've lost Chris Thompson. Samaje Perine is not exactly Chris Thompson in the backfield. Andre Ellington is probably the closest thing we can get to a pass-catching specialist. Connect the dots. That might be a nice little fit for Andre Ellington in Washington. And if that's the case, I got to be honest with you, from a fantasy perspective, I'm interested.
You should be very interested. That would be the dream scenario. If he's going to end up anywhere, that's what you want. We've seen Ellington in games this season catch a ton of balls,
sure,
see a ton of targets, and it's the exact role that he's perfectly fit for that they need. So I saw something on Twitter. It was pretty funny. Somebody was like making a joke. It was like Adrian Peterson was like, "Hey Andre, go tell Bruce that, you know, only black people can wear Kangos in that." And then he's like, "You're out of here."
You can wear them crazy hats. Them Michael Jordan hats.
I chuckled.
You know what, though? I don't think fantasy players would like to see it, but one team that came to my mind was the Eagles. Because in the pass catching role, they've never really replaced Darren Sproles.
No, they haven't. I think the Eagles, another interesting one. Obviously, they're loaded up at running back after the Jai trade, yeah, and things are working with Corey Clement at the moment. But that would be very frustrating.
I can't see that happening. I mean, it's like too many running backs there.
I agree.
I understand where Scott's going. If you add another person into that mix?
Oh, I agree. So, Andre Ellington, hopefully Washington just claims him and we move on and it all kind of makes sense.
If he goes to Washington, you got to be looking to pick him up.
Absolutely. Another thing that surprised me yesterday was how injured Robert Woods was. And I wasn't overly concerned about this yesterday. And then Sean McVay came out and was basically like, yeah, this is a major loss for us. He's going to be out for a few weeks.
The dude, he was in a sling. So I was kind of concerned. I didn't see how he was going to play this week. And, Cooper Kupp, maybe Sammy Watkins finally gets targeted. Who knows?
Well, this is, I wish, hey, Don Burns, can you re-rack at some point, can you re-rack Dr. A's answer on Robert Woods yesterday? Because I remember specifically asking Dr. A, because Dr. A was like, he was kind of vague in describing it. He said if it's a grade 2, it's going to be this many weeks. If it's a grade 3, it's going to be this many weeks. And then I was like, well, Doc, well, what is the exact injury? And he was like, he didn't know. But if it's a grade 3, it probably could be something much more serious. And I think Dr. A was like, if it's like a grade 3, it could be like an 8-week thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it would probably be a couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah.
But he did say it wasn't a like broken collarbone or something with the shoulder.
Yeah, he said it could be something ligament. So if we can do that, Don Burns, at some point, throughout the course of the program, that'd be greatly appreciated. I know you and Jillian are down there working very hard.
They are always working hard. But Robert Woods being hurt.
I know Don Burns is. I'm not sure if Jillian is.
Robert Woods being hurt is very, very bad for the Rams. It's bad for fantasy owners that are going to rely on Robert Woods. Corey, you mentioned Sammy Watkins.
Oh, Lord.
Or Matt mentioned Sammy Watkins as somebody that could step up. Scott, I don't know if I'm buying the Sammy Watkins thing again. I'll buy Cooper Kupp more so than that. Is there anybody else on the Rams that we should know about?
No, I mean, we're not going to go in the Tavon Austin or Farrell Cooper direction. Maybe Farrell Cooper, long, deep league dart throw. Somebody maybe I'll pick up in my dynasty league. But Watkins is the guy who's listed directly behind Woods on the depth chart. So he's going to have to discover Sammy Watkins some more. It seems like the only resource he can go to. Unless the tight ends start catching some passes here, is there going to be more Higbee? Is there going to be more Everett?
I'm just not buying. It's going to be more Watkins.
I just don't see how it's not. I don't see how they don't get. You have two really good offensive minds as the head coach, the offensive coordinator. You have this talent here that you pretty much have to maximize now. I mean, it's gotten to that point where before you could have used him as a decoy or whatever, you're in a position that we can win a division. You can get home field possibly. I don't see how you don't. That's just the way I'm looking at it.
I think you have to use the talent they have. We have seen, as you said, the offensive coordinator and head coach Sean McVay maximize the talent that they have. And they're going to have to do that with Sam Watkins this upcoming week. So that surprised me here this week. What didn't surprise me coming out of yesterday, Jacoby Brissett is still in the concussion protocol. Lord. Obviously. If you saw the play 2 weeks ago, you're like, this dude's concussed. The Colts didn't feel that way, and they left him in there. They should be in deep, you know what. So we'll see. Chuck Pagano expects him to play, get through the concussion protocol. These things are kind of unpredictable, though.
I'm sure Urshay will say it's all in his head.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's not a real thing. It's just like, you know, Vontae Davis and Andrew Luck. It's not a real thing. So I don't think you have to worry about Jacoby Brissett. It looks like Will Fuller very well may not play on Sunday, which could mean more Bruce Ellington yet again, Scotty.
Yeah, and Ellington gave you 12 PPR points, and of course with Hopkins drawing a lot of coverage, he could be good for another 9 to 11 this week.
I think he's gotten like 16 targets last 2 weeks.
We'll talk more about Bruce Ellington coming up a little bit later on. We're going to go on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of players that I have no idea who they are. And Bruce Ellington, we talked about a little bit last week, so I know him. I got to ask you guys who these guys are, so I'm hoping that you can help me in a Who Are They segment coming up a little bit later on this hour. So you look forward to that. Speaking of concussion protocols, Jay Cutler is back in the concussion protocol. To me,
why are all these dudes on my rosters? Jay Cutler, Jacoby Brissett. What the hell is going on?
You like to wait on quarterback.
Quarterback snub, 2018.
So I have another story for you.
I'm going to be more snobbish with the quarterbacks. I am.
I have another story, if I may.
This is your show.
Thank you. So I'm sitting here doing some work yesterday, late afternoon, listening to On Target here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Jake Seeley's show. It's on at 4 p.m. Eastern. And they did our Monday moment.
Did they get the Monday moment?
They did them, so it's Monday moment.
Yeah.
So they asked, what was the first Monday moment from the Roto Experts yesterday?
Yeah.
And a guy calls in, and I apologize, I don't remember his name. The guy calls in, and he goes, literally, he says the exact quote, you know, friends don't let friends start Jay Cutler. And they go, oh, wow. And he goes, you want me to expand on it further? Friends don't let friends start Jay Cutler. You know what I'm saying?
Very good.
I lost my mind hearing this. It was a fantastic job of the caller. He won a free pair of skates, and it was well deserved.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good job.
Did the other Monday moment get recognized?
I'm not positive. Okay. I rolled out by then. I hope so. But I thought that was a really great quote, and we appreciate you listening. Whenever everyone listens, it was awesome. So. But that was cool. Anyway, Jay Cutler in the concussion protocol. What comes to mind here for me, Corey, is Kenny Stills.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it, because you see it's like Moore and Stills, they got some kind of googly eyes for each other.
Googly eyes.
Yeah, I noticed when I played against Stills this week, too. I'm like, how does this happen? How does Kenny Stills get on the game? How am I playing against a team that got Kenny Stills in the lineup? But, yeah, him and Moore, they got this thing going on. So, once again, if Moore is the starter, you need to go pick up Kenny Stills. You need a little help this week because he's definitely going to be involved.
Who does Miami have this
week? Well, isn't that the excuse that Adam Gase needs? Because he said Cutler was going to start as long as he's healthy. So,
yeah.
This is like the door that has opened.
No, so he came out yesterday and said, listen, I see no reason to make a quarterback changes if he's healthy. I see no reason to do it at all.
Well, I mean, Jay Cutler might just keep himself in the protocol for the rest of the season.
You never know. Like, Jay Cutler would be like, nah, who's Miami too much, turn the lights off.
He'd be like, give me a cigarette. Shut the lights.
I said that earlier.
You can look, too. Like,
I'll tell you right now.
I have no idea.
You usually have it right in front of you. You're very quick on the uptake.
No, I got it, Scott.
Miami is playing the New England Patriots this week. Yeah. In New England.
New England's got like the Patriots twice, and the Bills twice. Then they have the Steelers. They have a really nice...
What do you think about the Dolphins going to New England?
I think, you know, because I wanted to know because, you know, the upcoming opponent is going to know the same thing that you do is that he likes to throw to Stills, but, you know, you got Landry there too, and you got Parker there too, so I think I'm okay with it.
The matchup is good. I'm going to be... I have no idea what to do with Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams again, so that's going to be an issue.
Is the matchup play, good, or is New England playing better defense?
They have been playing better defense New England has, the last 4 weeks.
Remember
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago on Monday night, they showed the first month they were allowing like 31 points, and then the second month they were allowing only 16 points.
And the thing is, you can't assume garbage time points against New England because they'll keep the hammer down.
No, I understand. I understand that. But I don't, all I was saying was that it was a good matchup from my perspective because Marshawn Lynch averaged like over 4 yards a carry. I thought that bodes well for Kenyon Drake and or Damian Williams. That's all.
Never know with Kenyon Drake.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Another person's in the concussion protocol and a secret arrest. Think about it when we come back.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Alongside King Scott Angle and Big Matt, Matt Modica, Craig Sussman, Corey Parson here with you as well. And we're talking about concussion protocols here. Jake Elliott, Scott, your boy, in the concussion protocol. Don't forget about your kicker. Make sure you get him out.
Yeah, it's like one of the elite fantasy kickers this season. But, you know, again, you know, take a look at your league. A lot of people just pay attention to names. It's not a trend. You know, you might see a Lutz. You know, Josh Lambeau's a good pickup.
Yeah,
you know,
he's been good for Jacksonville.
That guy's in the last few weeks, and people really haven't noticed.
He's been good for Jacksonville. Yeah. He won the game in the Josh Lambeau revenge game against Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. So that was big.
My draft champion teams do appreciate that. I had him on a couple. When he got cut, I was like, oh.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure if you have Josh or Jake Elliott, you get him out of your lineup. Mostly when it comes to the NFL, everything is so overly reported, and we talk about it incessantly, and it's over and over and over. You can kind of get bored of it, to be quite honest with you. But when it comes to Aaron Jones, he was arrested over a month ago, and none of us knew. Aaron Jones was arrested, had some marijuana on him, a little speeding, and this is before Aaron Jones became a thing. Not sure anything comes of it, but I do find it interesting. We all missed this whole thing, that Aaron Jones was arrested.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of thing with the receiver in New Orleans. It's just totally fell out of my head.
Willie Snead.
Willie Snead thing, you know, we heard nothing of this. And then, you know, right before drafts, or as we were drafting on that most important weekend, news came out.
I'll tell you what. Let's not forget about him. We talk about the biggest fantasy disappointments of the year. Willie Snead's there, man.
I think he has like 0.1 points on the year.
Yeah. It's, don't complain about Julio Jones, you know, fellow wide receiver too, but, you know, guys like, what if you drafted Terrell Pryor and Willie Snead?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's feeling pretty bad about your wide receivers.
I know two guys that were drafting Terrell Pryor. And they're on that side of
I said it yesterday on Twitter. I said I was a Terrell Pryor truther. He's my scarlet letter player of the year.
For sure.
But I've still been able to march on.
You have to overcome that. You know, that's what it's about. You look at the team you drafted, and people will, like, look ahead to weeks 14, 16, and stuff like that. Like, not only do we not know what's going to change from last year, but your team's going to change so much from the summer. You know, like, I keep mentioning about guys you drafted later are now some of the top guys. Like, you know, where did you take Mark Ingram? Where did you take Adam Thielen?
Oh, Mark Ingram I took on many teams, and anywhere I didn't get things, I went Thielen. But the one guy I am excited, and maybe I'm like, scared to be excited about him, is Josh Doctson.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be excited about when it comes to Josh Doctson, and it's going to be really fun for you.
Oh, I heard your co-host yesterday blaming you for hitting accept.
Yes.
After telling you.
After giving me advice to do that. You know, it's amazing. These idiots. That's what happens. You listen to the fantasy football BFFs.
He's like, you didn't accept.
Idiots. Your boy Kelvin Benjamin did not tear his ACL. That's good.
Yeah, I guess that's good. I don't know what to think about this team anymore. I'm just... I mean, every time I finally buy in, they fall apart. I still don't kill them for the Darius trade. I know I saw some people on Twitter saying this is why bad teams, you know, good teams take advantage of bad teams and why bad teams are bad. They freed up $54 million in cap space. Darius is a really good talent. But he's also a head case, and things weren't going well in Buffalo. And for them to get that money, now they got to do something with it. But I don't hate that trade.
All right, so there you go. Marcell Dareus and Kelvin Benjamin. A couple of Giants that you're hoping are going to play Thursday. It's Orleans Darkwa and Sterling Shepard. Shep is in a race to play Thursday. You got these migraines, Percy Harvin style. You have no idea how long they're going to last. So hopefully he'll be back out there Thursday. When it comes to Orleans Darkwa, super banged up coming out of this past Sunday's game. But he's playing really well right now, Scott. So you hope to have him available for your fantasy team on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, it seems like you're getting about a good 70 yards every week and maybe once in a while a touchdown.
Exactly.
He's got a really good yards per carry this season. Surprisingly good, like 4.8 or something. Look, he's McAdoo's boy, so if he's healthy and, you know, they're playing Washington, they're going to want to run the ball. That's what the Giants' new MO is, so.
I don't even know if he's McAdoo's boy or he's just listened. He's playing the best, right?
He's always been that guy. He's always had a thing. Remember even like preseason with like why is Orleans Darkwa and so.
Well, they left Paul Perkins in there for quite a while until he realized that he's horrible.
Yeah, no, they let him fail, then fail again.
Yeah, right.
Keep on failing.
And then finally went to Orleans Darkwa, who's going to try to make himself some money this year. Speaking of Terrell Pryor, he officially hits the IR. It's basically he's been on IR the entire
time. Yeah, no, I wish they would have put him on IR like 2 weeks ago. Because he was on a roster for 2 months still, so now I could just cut him.
So Terrell Pryor hits the IR. Another wide receiver who's going to miss some time. It's John Brown. John Brown has a turf toe injury. He's going to miss time. It doesn't matter, but I wanted to just make it clear.
Look, John Brown is talented. That's the shame of it. He has an illness, and he's consistently injured. So, I mean, I would have liked to seen him play like a healthy season, but that's just not going to happen.
I'd like to see him out of Arizona. I think he needs to change. Obviously, the sickle cell trait has really brought his career down because he hasn't been able to recuperate fast enough. And in the NFL, you need to constantly be able to do that. He is a free agent after this year. I'm very interested to see where he goes and if he can turn this around. Because he's only 27 years old right now. Next year, he's 28-year-old season. So we'll see. We'll see if he can turn this thing around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they got to make a lot of changes. I think there should be sweeping changes in Arizona.
Yeah, among other places, mainly in New York
or New Jersey. Yeah, Adrian Peterson might not be back, yes.
Well, we also need a new quarterback and a new head coach. And, you know, Larry Fitzgerald will not be one of the changes after his contract extension. We're going to get a lot of this question this week, so I want to get ahead of it, guys. Are you going to start Larry Fitzgerald this week?
I think you have to, but maybe temp your expectations from wide receiver 1 or 2 to wide receiver 3. Hey, look, he's earned the must-start status regardless of matchup, I think.
But you say temper my expectations, right? Like, I put Larry Fitzgerald in. I can't really do anything, obviously, right? So, like, if I'm thinking he's going to be a wide receiver 3 this week, if that's what you're saying he is, and you have it in your weekly ranks, we're way too far ahead of that. I totally get it. But if that's the case, shouldn't I go find a better wide receiver 3 than him?
I don't think you can. I mean, you look at the game log, and, you know, he did have a down game against the Rams, 3 for 29. But second week against Indianapolis was probably an aberration. But he's produced every other single week. You know, he played the Eagles. He still scored 11 points. You know, this is a better defense. But it's really hard to the schedule has been friendly most of the way, but you know against Detroit, you know, he's matched up against Darius Slay, I think. He did 13.4. So I'm saying you'd expect 10 to 12 points with no upside.
I'm gonna start him. I mean, there's no way I have 3 better wide receivers than him the way he's played. And I'll look back this past weekend, Corey Coleman came back and he was able to, you know, put up some points, get you double digits. I'm not expecting a big week from him, a huge week that, you know, he's had a couple of these really big blow-up weeks, which have really inflated his season. I mean, he's been consistent. But, I mean, I think he's like, you know, number 4 wide receiver on the year. I mean, I don't know if he's been that consistent, in my opinion. But So yeah, I'm gonna be playing him. I'm not gonna be happy about it. I'm gonna be very worried, but
Corey, do you do it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I just think it's a question you're going to get a lot of this weekend.
Yeah, no, and I agree, but I think you got to go out there and roll them out there. It's not really too much you can do about that.
All right, Blaine Gabbert will start on Sunday for the Cardinals. So you get Blaine Gabbert in the
revenge
game.
Trust me,
the
young boys
going to
be ready, though. They're going to be up for it.
I agree with
that. Are you starting Ricky Shields-Jones?
Well, don't laugh. We're going to talk about that coming up on YouTube in just a few minutes from now. We're going to try to discuss who the hell Ricky Shields-Jones is. I don't know. So it is a little bit of a tease from Matt. Big Matt. Modica. Speaking of quarterbacks, Paxton Lynch could start as soon as Sunday for the Broncos.
Well, there goes Demaryius Thomas and that whole crew.
Exactly.
It's over for them.
Vance Joseph says he's not necessarily sure he wants quarterback change. I don't know if this comes from Vance Joseph or this comes from Sean Elway, but there's a good chance Paxton Lynch starts on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, this is what I think, you know, Denver fans have been waiting to see because the tumble has just been so great. You know, that they've had to make a change. You know, what is this team lost, like, I think five in a row right now? You know, they definitely need to shift to something.
Jameis Winston probably will not be back this week. He's not going to be ready to go. I think there's a chance we don't see him the rest of the way.
I just have a question. If you own Jameis Winston,
are
you going to start him in your fantasy playoff?
No. I
would consider it.
Why?
Consider him in the matchup.
Well, it always depends who your other quarterback is, obviously.
No, no, I understand that, but, I mean, the guy coming off of a bad shoulder and stuff.
Last time he had a bad shoulder, he threw 400 yards. Everyone's like, well, all right. I don't know. I dropped Jameis Winston. I don't think he should be owned right now.
14, 15, and 16, Detroit, Atlanta, Carolina. I can see you starting him 14 and 15.
But you may be able to find somebody better. You also don't know he's going to play for. You don't know he's going to play 14.
Well, the question was if Jameis Winston plays.
I understand, but I don't think Jameis Winston should be owned. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not going to like Jameis going into next year or anything like that. I just right now, the way he's been out, shoulder. I'd be too frightened to play.
Here's the thing, they've held him out for a while, so I think he'll be ready when he comes back. Secondly, it depends on your situation. You know, I have one league where my starting quarterback is Derek Carr, and I'd probably rather play Winston than Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's been a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some MVP chance for him, I heard, in the preseason from people.
Carr, Mariota, and Winston.
Awful. Disappointments. Very big disappointments.
And Matt Ryan, except recently Matt
he's
Ryan.
He's been okay. Matt Ryan's turned it around.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's turned it around.
Fantasy-wise, he's been a disappointment.
And Kirk Cousins has just been consistently the man.
He's the best. I love him. The remaining, Corey, got to go to you here. Sure. Terry Glenn.
Sad. Yeah, sad. Condolences to Terry Glenn family and you know, Ohio State and Dallas Cowboys and New England Patriots.
All right, we take a break. When we come back, who the hell are these guys? I'm trying to figure it out. Next on YouTube.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
YouTube. This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parsons.
No introduction needed.
That's the king, Scott Engel. That's Wall Street. Big Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. And guys, watching on Sunday in week number 11, I was left thinking, who the hell is that guy? And I said that to myself repeatedly here on Sunday. Who the hell is that guy? Who the hell is that guy? Well, now, on Tuesday, we got waiver wires coming up. We'll talk about that next hour on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So I got to know, who the hell is that guy? So I'm going to begin with this segment. And I begin asking you, who the hell, Matt Modica, is Ricky Seals-Jones?
He's a tight end out of Texas A&M, I learned. he's originally from Arizona as well.
All right.
Oh, no, from Houston, excuse me. So he had like a homecoming game.
Okay.
And he caught a couple touchdown passes. I think that they do have a couple of good matchups down the road for the tight end, Arizona. So maybe we haven't heard the last out of Mr. Seals-Jones.
Is Ricky Seals-Jones a name that we should know, Ken?
I don't think so, because Arizona generally doesn't throw to the tight end. I know it's a different quarterback situation, but you know it's Blaine Gabbert too. I know he had a good week last week, but you know this guy came out of nowhere, but undrafted free agent. It could easily be a fluky thing, and with the bye weeks having passed, why would you use him?
But isn't this kind of the situation where like a third string quarterback? And him maybe have some rapport.
Sure.
This is kind of like one of those things. And, you know, they get the Giants week 16. They get, you know, Washington's been pretty bad against tight end as well week 15. I'm just saying.
It could be a totally one-week flash in the pan thing. You know, we've seen this kind of thing before where like a second or third string tight end scores. And then NFL Network, they say that helps no one. And, you know, the guy moves on.
But we have a third string quarterback now. We don't have Carson Palmer there anymore. So it's a different
Yeah, he might have worked with him in practice. I could see something like that. But, you know, I pretty much doubt it. It's just like, you know, a guy just, you know, moving through the night.
He's like an all-airport team guy. You know what I'm saying? He's the all-airport team guy. He looks good getting off the plane. 6'5", 245, all the intangibles. He was a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. Matter of fact, I think like some programs might be on probation trying to get this Seals-Jones kid because they was like he was offered big money coming out of high school.
Really?
Two major programs
offered
him
good
big
on
money
Sunday,
coming out of high school. You know who his cousin is? First cousin?
No.
Eric Dickerson.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. This could just be an Anthony Fasano.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He sure did.
I don't blame him.
Him and what's your man's name?
Oh, yeah.
What's that dude's name?
James.
Mike James.
No, Mike James.
Craig James.
Mm-hmm.
This could just be an Anthony Fasano, Demetrius Harris, Jeff Cumberland, you know, nothing to see move along here.
Like he's one of these just uber talented athletic type freaks, but the NFL never really translated to the NFL. I don't think it. Listen, you pick this guy up, you might as well put yourself in your lineup.
So that's Ricky Seals-Jones. Speaking of other tight ends that I want to know, who the hell, Corey, is Adam Shaheen?
Adam Shaheen's a big fat boy from Alabama.
Fat boy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a rookie tight end. Came into the NFL this year. He's a guy that the Bears think is going to be their tight end of the future moving forward. I don't know how much you can rely on him for fantasy football purposes this year.
Zach Miller got out of the hospital yesterday.
So oh, yeah, I saw that. Three weeks later. That's crazy.
That was gruesome.
Yeah, actually, they do like Shaheen a lot, especially during the preseason. You know, this is a guy that they're going to continue, I think, to look to in the red zone. And as Trubisky continues to progress, I think you're going to see more production from him.
Adam Shaheen, as Corey said, tight end of potentially the future. A second-round draft pick of the Bears this past year, actually from Ohio, not from Alabama, but it's okay.
Where he go to school at?
He went to school. I don't know where the school is, to be honest with you. Ohio, you know, in Ohio, in Ashland.
Then he's not from the state of Alabama?
He grew up in Ohio. He went to school in Ohio.
I thought he was from Alabama.
Yeah.
Look at his tail of the tape.
Where did I find that?
I'm reading his
Wikipedia. He attended high school in Ohio.
Yeah.
He went to college in Ohio.
I don't know why I thought he was from Alabama.
I don't see anything about Alabama.
6'6", 280.
Big dude.
That's amazing.
Big dude.
Yes, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, listen, it may not be Ricky Seals-Jones here, but I got to tell you.
It's crazy. And then just the thing, he's 6'6 and 280, and LeBron James is bigger than him.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So, but backup quarterback, tight end connection, you've had Deion Sims, who you like this year, go down.
Yep.
You've had Zach Miller just get out of the hospital. He's down.
Rookie quarterback, tight end.
I kind of think there's something here with Adam Shaheen.
I would put a dollar on Shaheen before I fool with Seals-Jones.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
Seals-Jones is Ricky from Boys in the Hood. She didn't know that.
All right, I'll go silence. All right, moving on.
You never seen Boys in the Hood?
I've seen Boys in the Hood.
Okay. I saw it. I didn't think it was that good. I thought Menace to Society was much better.
Oh, Menace is a classic, too.
Yeah, it is. I liked Boys in the Hood a lot. So, yeah.
No. It seems like no one found your connection.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's continue okay. on.
Start. I will.
Ricky was sad.
I like Adam Sheen. That. Speaking of tight ends, I think this player is a tight end. Scott, we go to you. Who the hell is Jeremy Sprinkle?
Jeremy Sprinkle, the guy that scored, that kind of like scored when Vernon Davis got hurt. But, I guess we'll have to see with Davis because, the tight end is a thing in the Washington offense. But not anybody I'm thinking about right yet. I haven't heard anything that Vernon Davis's injury is serious.
Yeah, Davis better be ready to go Thursday night. I got him in my lineup. It's the Giants. So he better be ready to go.
Jeremy Sprinkle, he's an Arkansas boy.
Yeah.
He went to school, high school in Arkansas, was a Razorback for in college. Fifth round draft pick for Washington, caught his first career pass, which was the touchdown against New Orleans. We'll see if Jeremy Sprinkle becomes somebody we need to know about. See, look at all these guys. It's week 12. I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, but you shouldn't really know who Jeremy Sprinkle is.
Well, I didn't know who Ricky Seals-Jones was either.
Yeah, well, now we do. Sprinkle's a Razorback.
Now we know. We go back to you, Matt Modica, stick for the Redskins. Who the hell is Ryan Grant?
Ryan Grant's the guy that got... that was a hell of a play by Cousins. I don't think he got enough credit for that. Staying in that pocket, he got crushed. But he delivered that ball, and Ryan Grant was wide open. I think it's Crowder and Doxson are the two receivers you want to own. I'm not even paying attention anymore. Ryan Grant will make a play or two every game. He seems to do that. Or maybe even Maurice Harris will catch a nice touchdown pass. But, I mean, receiving options, it's Crowder, Doxson, and Vernon Davis. That's the three.
The Grant dude is a local guy, if I'm not mistaken.
He is not.
He's a Long Island dude.
Gruden does like him. He's a Long Island dude.
He's not. He's a Texan.
He didn't go to Don Bosco?
He did not go to Don Bosco. No. He was a Texan that went to Tulane and played for college ball.
Ryan Grant, that played for D.C.
Yes.
I think you're wrong on that. I'm pretty sure you're wrong on this one. Because I remember the Grant kid when he used to play in Long Island.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, Corey. But anyway, Ryan Grant, who is he? He's a Texan.
That Ryan Grant.
Played in Tulane. He is a third wide receiver for Washington, but he's a guy that we've heard, honestly, many times this year, last year, the year before that, as somebody that the Redskins and Jay Gruden want to get involved. Someone that could actually pass Josh Doxson, and maybe he's not fantasy relevant, but he is relevant to the Redskins. He is involved in what they do.
Well, if it's third and four, and they want a first down, they'll throw to Ryan Grant.
Yeah.
It may be the occasional touchdown, but I don't think he's a fantasy thing at all.
Yeah,
especially now with the byes gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from Beaumont. Beaumont is underwater.
That's not Long Island.
No, that's Houston.
Yes. All right.
Next by Port Arthur.
Corey.
That's where Pimp C and Bun B from. You know who that is?
Corey, we go back to you.
Why are we not talking about UGK?
I'm trying to talk about football.
I want to talk about UGK.
You have 2 hours of the Fantasy Football Frenzy to do whatever you want.
Dawg Burns, it's UGK Tuesday on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. There you go.
Corey.
Yes.
Who the hell is Alex Erickson?
I don't know who that is.
that guy on Cincinnati.
Oh, they like him a lot.
They like him a lot as a kick returner. They occasionally sprinkle him in. Sprinkle, pun intended. They occasionally sprinkle him in the passing game, but I don't think he's worth the pick.
We'll have to put a dollar on Alex Erickson.
It'll be fun.
Alex Erickson is a Wisconsin. Who went to Wisconsin.
How about that?
And was not drafted by Cincinnati. Nobody. He was undrafted. And he caught his first NFL touchdown this past weekend. So good for him. As Scott mentioned, a special teamer mostly. But good for Alex Erickson. Not a fantasy pickup. But we just found out who the hell Alex Erickson is. Scotty, we go back to you, sir. Scott, who the hell is DJ Foster?
Well, I know him.
No, I'm having a brain freeze on this one.
You don't know? All right, Corey, you said you know him.
He's running back for
He was once upon a time with the Patriots.
He was once upon a time with the Patriots just a moment, you know, just a year ago. He was a thing in the preseason. People liked him. Now, he is the one of the reasons that Andre Ellington is no longer part of the Arizona Cardinals. Yes. He is with Arizona, a running back. We'll see if is E.J. Foster somebody that we're going to need to know about.
You got Byron Marshall on there.
We're talking about DJ Foster.
Yeah,
we're
talking
about
DJ Foster, Scott.
Is DJ Foster somebody we're going to need to know about?
I don't think so. No. I just think it's Adrian Peterson, and I don't think anything else is not going to be something that you want to put in your lineup this deep into the season.
All right. We have a couple of seconds left. When we come back, a couple of more Who the Hell Is This? We appreciate you watching here on YouTube. And if you want to know more about Who the Hell Is This, you got to subscribe to the YouTube channel and get all the latest updates. Make sure you tune to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for everything that we have. All our program. We are the Roto Experts, presented by ZX Racer. We take a break. More Who the Hell Is This? Coming up next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
We're trying to uncover here.
Who's that?
You deserve that.
I know. Because I was getting ready to set him up.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. I protected you.
Thank you.
Who the hell?
I wasn't going to go all the way through with it, though.
Who the hell is that? Bruce Ellington. We talked about him a little bit last week.
Been around for a while.
But who is he?
Yeah, former 49er. He's had to step up. Obviously with the injury to Will Fuller, and he had a nice 12-point week. You know, they do look for him in the passing game. He had a good preseason. If you're desperate, you can roll him out as a wide receiver three, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I did last week.
We talked about Bruce Ellington a little bit last week. There was not much love at this table. Tom Savage, blah, blah, blah. And here he came. Kid out of South Carolina. It's you know.
Yep. What's up? He's from Monk's Corner, too. How about that? He's from Berkeley County.
That's very
close, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Kid from South Carolina. People are excited about him with the Niners last year. Didn't work out. He got hurt. Comes to the Texans. The third wide receiver passed. Perennial favorite Braxton Miller, and Bruce Ellington became a thing for Tom Savage this past week. So there you go. Bruce Ellington, somebody is the one guy on this list of who the hell is that? You may want to pick up.
I think Bruce Ellington and Andre Ellington are related.
All right, really?
I think they are.
They're cousins.
How about that? Because I remember there's two Ellingtons from Monk's Corner, and these are the two dudes right here.
And there you go. Andre Ellington, Bruce Ellington. Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll go join him in now Deontay Foreman got hurt in Houston. Maybe they'll send Andre Ellington.
Well, maybe. You know what? Hey, we've come full circle.
How about that?
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that. Hey, Scott, you want to talk about it, I'll give you the shot. Who the hell is Byron Marshall?
He's the new backup for Samaje Perine here in Washington. And if you're going to own Perine down the stretch, I think you got to pick him up as the handcuff.
So you really want to handcuff Samaje Perine? That's the guy you want to handcuff?
Look, if Perine had a 113-yard game here, and he's clearly the guy in Washington, you know, if you're going to roll him out as your flex or even your RB2, you know, you want to have the handcuff for the fantasy stretch run.
So do you believe that you should have all of your handcuffs then?
I think if you can, yes. For your top two running backs, you should.
Well, I don't know if Samaje Perine is going to be anyone top two running back is what I'm saying.
No, he might be top two on your team.
The thing about that is it depends on who that backup is, and is that going to be a rushing attack that you're going to want a piece of. You know, if you do have an injury, you probably got somebody on your bench better than a lot of these guys that you're going to pick up the handcuffs for. Like, when I think there's certain, when you try to get your roster playoff ready, I think it's certain guys that you have to have the handcuff for. I don't know if every running back is a guy that you have to have the handcuff for. I don't think you have to have the handcuff for Perine.
I think it depends on the nature of your team. I mean, I have one team where Perine's going to be my RB2. And if he goes down, I don't want a hole at running back.
You probably got somebody on that bench better than Byron Marshall.
Byron Marshall.
Byron Marshall. I don't know.
Well, this is why we're doing this.
Byron.
Yes, like Byron Scott. Byron Marshall.
Byron Scott.
Yes. Byron Nelson.
Byron Maxwell.
Byron Marshall. There you go.
Scott, how many running backs that you have on that team that you want to handcuff Marshall for P. Ryan?
I probably do have somebody better on the bench, but, you know, you're right. But, you know, I'm going to be cutting T.J. Yeldon tonight, and I'll pick the guy up and stash him.
That makes sense.
But that's interesting. So why Byron Marshall over T.J. Yeldon?
Because I don't own Fournette.
So what?
Yeah, but...
So what?
No, but here's the thing, though. If, let's just say, a situation happens...
Because I'll end up with a starting running back.
You would rather...
Wait a minute. One guy has major ankle injuries. One guy has no injuries. Give me the backup to the guy that has ankle injuries. Who's better than Byron Marshall?
Yeah, but the thing about it is, what if Fournette continues to push through and play, and you get a situation where you got to put one of these guys in your lineup? You're going to want the starter, which Yeldon is not.
We don't know in Jacksonville whether it's going to be him or Ivory.
We do, though.
Go with what you're saying.
We've kind of seen it. Like, Ivory's gotten less carries. He's done less touches. To me, I'd rather have T.J. Yeldon than Byron Marshall.
Yeah, but when Fournette has been out, Ivory has started, and he's gotten the goal line carries.
Well, he's going to get the goal line carries. But the last time Fournette was out, Ivory may have started, but it was T.J. Yeldon that dominated. So, to me, I'd rather own Yeldon than a Byron Marshall, personally.
Yeah, but, you know, I own P. Ryan, so I want the handcuff to him.
But you don't always need the handcuff to your guy.
I'm saying, if my guy goes down, you know, that...
But another guy could go down just as much.
I know, but I want to have my guy, so at least I know I have the starting running back of Washington locked up.
That's not always a good spot to be in. In fact, it has been a terrible spot to be in until this past week. It's been terrible.
Don't judge him on three games.
And let's not judge him on one game either.
It's certainly turned around, though.
Wait a minute. You can't still judge him on three games, but judge him on one game. You can't do that.
Look, we still have to see, but, you know, we can't bury the guy anymore.
But you can't prop him up in one game either.
Well, look, he's a flex, and I want to have the backup.
You're amazing. Hour number three comes your way next.